talk a little basketball. Got a pretty cool basketball camp coming up, and former Bison High School standout. Now he's a junior at Hastings College. Evan Humphrey in studio to talk about that. Seems a little weird to talk about junior in college now, huh? Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's. I look back and it seems like I was a senior yesterday, so I can't believe I'm already junior in college, and just with this whole basketball camp, hoping to just make an impact of what I've seen the 3 years so far, being in college and what I've played against, what I've learned. So that's the main thing that I want to bring and what I do bring to these camps that I put on usually in the mornings with the kids I work with. So
this is kind of an extension of what you've been doing. You advertised kind of the beginning of the summer working individually, right?
Yep. Just really, it's really fundamental. Like before we even do any shooting or any of all that dribbling work, it's straight up, do they know how to play out a triple threat? Do they know to keep their eyes on the hoop? Do they know which pivot foot they have? It's just really, really breaking it down and simplifying it for them before. Because you see a lot of kids, they'll pick up a basketball and they'll just start running around dribbling. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's fun. Have fun with it. But if you really, really want to become a solid basketball player, you have to master that fundamental and just playing out triple threat. So that's what I've been emphasizing a ton with what I do usually.
I don't know if a lot of folks like think in the game of basketball, there's so many little things to break down. Mm-hmm. Being a good, you know, offensive guy, a shooter, you know, handling the ball, then you switch over to defense, stuff like that. There's a lot. I mean, the whole list of stuff that you try probably to work in, don't you?
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. I look back at, like, in high school, and I'm like, I didn't know anything. Like, it's kind of ridiculous just what you pick up every day with basketball. There's always those small things that you kind of overlook, and just what I've learned so far and what I can look back on. I'm really, really passionate about helping these kids kind of get a head start on that, of just some of those small things or even the huge things I didn't know at that time, at that age, and the sooner they get to learning it and working on it, I mean, the better it will be for them. So
July 31st and August 1st coming up right around the corner, and you're kind of associated with the YMCA on this, so too, aren't you?
Yep, working with them on this, and the team, obviously, coaches, so that'll be fun, just kind of just being still part of the team. And I think having those guys, like the current players there for the kids, that's really huge, building relationships like that. I mean, that's why MFL is always so successful, because those high schoolers, they're coaching them and they build that connection with them. So that's really cool, and just kind of hoping to do that with this too.
Got a couple of divisions. You got the first through fourth grade, kick things off about 8:30 to 11, and then fifth and through the eighth grade, older kids about 12:30.
Yep. Splitting it up like that, and kind of when we do that, so the first through fourth, we'll kind of break them down into separate groups, obviously, just based on some people are going to be, like, obviously, they're older, more advanced. Break it down, go to separate hoops, have everybody work, and we'll start with fundamentals, and then we'll get into, obviously, you want to make it fun. You want to create a positive experience for the kids to remember. So then from there, we'll kind of, after we break down what's fundamental, we'll build on from there. And that's another thing, too. Two days isn't enough with any kid. But hopefully just the stuff we're going to do there, hopefully they can take it home and be passionate and be excited about playing basketball. So
boys and girls?
Boys and girls, okay. Yep. And I've got a lot of questions about that, and yeah, boys and girls, so.
Go to the McCook YMCA. I think they've got it on their website. I know their Facebook page. I know you've got it on your Facebook page. We'll put it on our social media and websites as well. It's $20 registration. Very, very reasonable for the 2 days, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I think it's great. Really, if I didn't have to pay for college, obviously, I'd love to work with people for free. It's just, yeah, it's how it is, unfortunately. But yeah, $20 is really reasonable, I think, too, and just happy to help. So I'm excited to work with everybody.
Looking forward to that. Once again, you have a deadline on registration, or can they do it the day of?
They can do it the day of. I think it might be $5 extra fee or something like that. Mm-hmm. But not sure about that. But yeah, register just any time before. So
this is kind of the final big big push for you before you head back to school for the junior season, right?
Yep, I'll leave like the beginning of that second week of August, so around the 10th-ish. But yeah, it'll be cool to kind of end the summer that way, just working with everybody and being around some of those high school guys. I've been in the gym quite a bit when we can with like Mason West, Trip mm-hmm. Riley, all those guys. So Brody Graham's in there, and I know like Oliver and Cooper, and I mean they just got a bunch of guys that have a lot of experience that are returning this year, and I think that's another thing I'm trying to do too, is just get us all in there and playing. So mm-hmm. I mean it's fun, nothing really else to do, so
like, that's right.
Yeah,
it's just being if you could be in the gym 24/7, you'd be in the gym 24/7, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's just kind of something fun to do. It's you just create a bond with those guys, and still feeling like part of a team is just kind of a cool feeling. So
I told Evan before we start taping that this junior season is going to be an injury-free season for him, because last year was kind of a bear, wasn't it?
Yeah, last year was probably the most sick I've ever been in my life, honestly, and grateful to be able to say that. But yeah, hopefully this year just stay healthy, and like obviously the small things like the stretching and just kind of the compound lifts you do, like the plyometrics and the knee stuff, like ankle, all that you don't take for granted anymore. So yeah, that's something I've been really working on this off season, just injury prevention and just getting back to 100%. So
you feel like you're back to 100% pretty much?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
But because it kicked your butt, didn't it?
Yeah. I honestly probably got back to 100% probably right around when the season was getting over, honestly, like a month after that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably April, because I just started running a bunch, obviously, and just trying to get back in shape. That was the biggest thing. But yeah, feeling good, and yeah, really excited about this year. That's for sure.
How about the outlook team-wise for the Broncos coming back this year? Did you lose a lot of guys or a lot of guys coming back?
Oh, I know we have quite a bit of guards coming back. It's going to be some good competition for the 1-3 spots. The 4 and 5, not sure there. Hopefully we get some big men from Serbia or somewhere foreign. But
a lot of international guys. That's all it is, kind of in the college game now, huh?
Yeah, and those guys are... They're the best, really fun to have on your team. And last year we were a little short. If anybody followed, our tallest guy playing in the post was like probably 6'8". Mm-hmm. And I mean, for college basketball, that's short at mm-hmm. the 5. So hopefully, yeah, we can find some footers, and I think that'd really help boost our team too in the right direction. So
as soon as you get back on campus, you guys pretty much almost go right away, don't you?
Yep. Open gym start like the day after you mm-hmm. move in, and weights start I think a week after. And mm-hmm. yeah, it's fun. It's a lifestyle, that's for sure. You gotta love it, but yeah, it's fun. I'm glad I'm still able to do it. So
once again, it's that camp that kids, boys, and girls invited to July 31st, August 1st, and that will be at the YMCA gyms.
Yep, at the YMCA.
And then check out, again, we'll be posting our website, social media, stuff like that. McCook YMCA has all that information right there. Just $20 for the 2 days, and we hope to get the gym crowded that 2 days, huh?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good time, and just the kids competing and having fun. I think that would be pretty cool.
All right.
So
thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, Rich.
You bet. We'll be following you once again. Last year, we didn't get many phone calls because obviously with what happened last year. So more healthier junior season, a few more phone calls.
Yep, hope to not disappoint this year, that's for sure.
There you go. Thanks, man.
Yep, thank you.